to Amishide Mizumi, because I arrived here at the midnight of Tuesday, I still feel heavy jet lag from Japan. So I hope that my eyes will not close within 50 minutes of my talk. Anyway, I'm talking about the enumeration of scientists that injured coliform bacteria in the production and harvest environment of vegetables. It is recognized that the chemical synthesis to inactivate microorganisms may induce no injury that bacteria survive, sublethal injury that bacteria are injured, or lethal injury that bacteria are dead. If sublethal injured bacteria that serve as indicators of contamination are not detected on conventional media, this in turn increases the risk of overestimating the efficacy of the sanitizers. In this study, the degree of coliforms injured sublethally by sanitizers used in the production and harvest environment of vegetables was evaluated using the thin agar layer method. The TAL method involves laying a non-selective medium such as standard method agar with sodium pyruvate, a pyruvate for recovering injured bacteria onto a solidified selective medium, for example, such as adevokiscorate agar for Enterobacter chloride, XMG agar for Escherichia coli and coliform groups, McConkey sorbitol agar for Escherichia coli O15787, containing selective agents to facilitate detection of target bacteria but inhibit the repair of injured bacteria that are sensitive to selective agents. In TAL method, after a surface plating, the injured cells, the recovered and the grew on the two layers of 7 milliliter non-selective medium, and then formed to the typical reaction colonies. When the selective agents from 20 milliliter selective medium diffused into a non-selective medium, thus the number of injured target coliform bacteria was represented by the difference between the counts on TAL medium that includes both non-injured and injured cells, and on selective medium that includes non-injured cells. When a peer culture of E. coli O15787 was chlorinated with different concentration of available chlorine, the highest percentage of chlorine-injured cells were observed at 1.5 ppm. We also performed a flow cytometry assay that provides a quantitation of live, injured, and dead bacteria by permeant and impermeant DNA dye combination. When a pure culture of E. coli O15787 was chlorinated, the percentage of chlorine injured cells determined by FCM assay showed a result similar to those evaluated by the TAL method. Subsequently, we compare the percentage of injured cell injured E. coli O15787 in pure culture, non-treated and treated with electrolyzed water containing available chlorine level of 1.5 ppm between the TAL and FCM. The degree of injured cells evaluated using the TAL method was comparable to that determined by FCM assay in both non-treatment and treatment. Therefore, we calculated that the TAL method was useful to enumerate, isolate, and identify the sanitizer injured coliforms in this study. The objectives of this study were to apply the TAL method to recovery of chlorine-injured and ethanol-injured cells of E. coli, E. coli, and E. coli O15787, and to determine the degree and bacterial species of chlorine-injured and the ethanol-injured coliforms from the background bacterial flora of chlorinated agricultural water in the production environment and equipment in the harvest environment following exposure to alcohol agent respectively, to prevent cross-contamination from occurring and the environment to vegetables. In the production environment of vegetables, a chlorination of agricultural water is recommended to prevent cross contamination by water. This graph provides the data for percentage of chlorine injured E. coli and E. coli 01577 in cultures following treatment with electrolyzed water containing different concentration of available chlorine ranging from 0 to 3 ppm. The available chlorine level of 1 to 2 ppm caused a higher percentage of chlorine injured cells of both bacteria rather than the other levels, and both bacteria were totally inactivated at 3 ppm available chlorine. This graph shows the counts of coliforms on selective medium and the TL medium of each pure culture of E. coli, E. coli, and E. coli 01577 and agricultural water, non-treated and treated with electrolyzed water containing 2 ppm available chlorine. The difference between the counts on selective medium TL medium represents the counts of sublethory injured bacteria. With pure cultures, the viable counts after treatment were 0.5 to 0.7 logs higher on TL medium than selective medium, indicating that the 68 to 80% of viable cells were chlorine injured cells. When an agricultural water was treated with electrolyzed water, the percentage of chlorine injured coliforms in agricultural waters was 75%. We identified coliform bacteria detected on selected medium, TL medium of agricultural water, non-treated and treated with electrolyzed water, using the microseq system based on the sequencing data of DNA. Enterobacter keyboard on selective medium was eliminated by the treatment of electrolyzed water, whereas TAL recovered the injured Enterobacter keyboard, suggesting that the chlorine stress caused the injury to Enterobacter keyboard. Okay, in the harvest environment of vegetables, ethyl alcohol treatment, a spray treatment has been reported to reduce the microbial contamination on the packing shed equipment. This graph presents counts of E. coli 01577 in culture following treatment with alcohol agent containing organic acid and different concentration of ethanol ranging from 0 to 9.4%. The counts reduced with increasing the ethanol levels up to the 1.9% and were undetectable at 2.4%. So we estimated that an ethyl alcohol level of 1.6% would be effective in sublethory injuring the E. coli 01577. This graph shows the counts of coliforms on selective and TL medium of each pure culture, non-treated and treated with alcohol agent containing 1.6% ethanol. The ethanol stores caused the injury for 68% of E. coli, 95% of E. coli, and 84% of E. coli 01577. Then we applied a spray treatment with alcohol agent containing 47% ethanol to the harvest equipment in cabbage field. The ethanol levels used in the field study was much higher than that of used in the culture study to facilitate the antimicrobial activity of alcohol agent practically. You can see the counts of coliforms on selective and TL medium of harvest container, gloves, and knife, non-treated and treated with alcohol agent containing 47% ethanol. The ethanol injured coliforms on the equipment after treatment was found with 60% of total coliforms detected on the knife, but none on the container and gloves. We identified coliform bacteria rejected on selective and TL medium of naive, non-treated, and treated with alcohol agent. And repair of Enterobacterium genus, Asperi and Kiberi could recover on the TL medium, but the non-selective medium, suggesting that the possibility of sanitizer injured Enterobacterium genus Asperi, and in addition to the Enterobacter Kiberi. We also determined the counts of coliforms on selective and TL medium of cabbage harvested with knife non-treated and treated with alcohol agent. As you can see, there are no sublethory injured coliforms were detected on cabbage. And so we investigated which of bacteria may have transferred from the environmental samples, such as the container, grubs, knife, and salt to cabbage. The bacteria isolated from cabbage harvested with knife spray treated with alcohol agent consisted of 14 species belonging to 11 genera, which are phytopathogenic and soil-borne organisms. The environmental samples containing species found on cabbage were represented here, although the genetic diversity of the isolates has not been evaluated. Of 14 species of bacteria found on the cabbage, only two species, such as Cardibacterium fulacium faecens and Creosobacterium gremium, appear to be transferred from soil or grubs to cabbage, but none from the knife. This result was probably followed by no detection of sanitizer-injured coliforms on cabbage. Okay, we can go to conclusion. Briefly, these studies indicated that the possibility of sanitizer-injured coliforms that exist in the production and harvest environment of vegetables, as noted with chlorine-injured coliforms in the agricultural water by chlorination, and the ethanol injured coliforms on the knife following exposure to alcohol agent. Although the no sanitizer injured coliforms were detected on vegetables in this study. Okay, these results suggest the necessity of adjusting the sanitizer concentration at level to kill coliforms so as not to cause sanitizer injured induced cell injury. Thank you for listening to my English with Japanese accent and sometimes Osaka dialect. Okay.
We've got time for one good question.
Yes.
Who applied that you chose the alcohol treatments in the knives and gloves? It indicates or shows that the bacterial degradation is much higher in the alcohol treatment than on the untreated.
Yes, the basically the 70% of ethanol is available to reduce the microbial counts. Where the ethanol molecule is combined with one H2O molecule, and the sanitizer alcohol, the agent includes the organic acid, and which the combined several H2O molecules, so it results in the higher microbial activity, such as the higher concentration alcohol ethanol concentration of aqueous alcohol solution, I think.
All right, we need to move on. Thank you.
Thank you.